Egypt's Christians call for a second day of anger. A ministry celebrates the legacy of a ministry pioneer to China. And a prison outreach marks a 10-year anniversary. These stories and many just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egyptians have dubbed today a second day of anger. Open Doors President and CEO Carl Muller explains.
There's a lot of disaffection among Coptic Christians about the one party de facto situation in Egypt, with the Muslim Brotherhood being the primary winner of all the elections and everything that has gone on. The power that's being consolidated in the presidency right now.
Christians plan to protest in the streets just as they did during the January 25th revolution. However, a Muslim cleric issued a fatwa against them, which could set the stage for violence. Plus, anyone on the streets is openly identifying themselves against the Muslim Brotherhood agenda.
It's not terribly small. What it is terribly vulnerable.
Muller is urging prayer.
In something like this, the church can easily be the target of the anger of a mob because it represents sort of opposition to what's happening politically.
Muslims are expressing growing interest in the message of Christ. Will you pray with Egypt's believers? Next, Syria's government forces are in a pitched battle with rebels near the capital. Violence is spread into neighboring Lebanon, and Turkey and the United States are in serious talks over ending the Assad regime. 2.5 million people need help. 21,000 civilians have died in the 18 months of rebellion. Baptist Global Response says they're helping people trapped in Syria. Christians are delivering the hope and love of Christ. MissionNetworkNews.org has some more links for you. This is Mission Network News. Christian Aid Mission reports a major loss in its China ministry. Dr. Freddie Sun passed away earlier this week at the age of 76 after a fierce battle with cancer. Dr. Sun played a vital role in Christian Aid Mission's work. Over a 20-year span, he helped plant 154 Bible institutes and missionary training centers throughout China. A memorial fund has been established in his honor, and you can find the link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, this weekend, Cornerstone University's reintroducing baseball to the athletic program. Now, I know what you're thinking. MNN is not about baseball. Well, that's true, but it is about people sharing Christ. Head coach of the CU baseball program is David Mitroff. He says when God blessed CU with a donor who wanted to bring baseball back.
One of the core values that we talked about was using baseball to take the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide.
This weekend's players retreat will set that tone. It'll also get them ready for an alignment with global baseball to take the gospel to Cuba and Israel. Mitroff also wants Cornerstone to be a training ground for Christian coaches and players.
Bring them to Cornerstone and have a global leadership summit for baseball where not only can we evaluate players and help our programs, and what we would really like to do is to introduce them to the concept of beyond baseball and how they can take the gospel worldwide.
You got to read the whole story. There's a lot more to this. Just go to missionnetworknews.org. It's pretty exciting. And in Australia and its surrounding island nations, a prison ministry is celebrating 10 years of service.
CBI is, after 10 years, just exploding throughout the South Pacific.
Crossroad Bible Institute is helping inmates grow closer to Jesus through discipleship programs. Dr. David Scheringer, president of CBI, says they're working on a program called Manga Messiah to help highly illiterate prisoners.
We geared this whole thing for the children of prisoners, but they are experimenting with great success in the South Pacific using this with certain adults.
Manga Messiah is the story of Jesus told in a comic book format. Scheringer says they hope to use this program as a transition into regular courses.
We seek to do more than get a decision for Christ, but we want to see a life changed for Christ.
Visit missionnetworknews.org to get connected. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to get more involved in MNN? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. We have links to both at missionnetworknews.org, where you can also sign up for a free daily e-news blast in English and Spanish. And while supplies last, with your financial support, we'll send you the book Great for God by David Shibley, 23 Stories of Key Missions Leaders. Get all this and much, much more at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.